The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. All right, as has been our way of doing things the last couple of months, we're going to start off the program with some entertainment news. The first piece is not necessarily good news. It seems celebrity zookeeper and animal TV show host Jack Hanna has been diagnosed with dementia and will retire from public life. In a news release, his family added that it's believed he now has Alzheimer's disease that has quickly progressed in the last few months. Hanna is also well known for his live animal demonstrations on many talk shows, ones like those hosted by Johnny Carson, David Letterman, and James Corden. Hanna, who always wore khakis on every television appearance and in photos, hosted the popular syndicated TV show Jack Hanna's Animal Adventures from 1993 to 2008. He also hosted Jack Hanna's Into the Wild, Jack Hanna's Wild Countdown, and that was just until last year. Some TV news about series opening a new season or shows wrapping it up. Katie Sagal returns to series television. It's called Rebel. It's inspired by Aaron Brockovich. Rebel is on ABC. Here's a new one for Netflix, Jamie Foxx in Dad, Stop Embarrassing Me. With a title like that, Foxx plays an embarrassing dad. The show is based on Fox's own relationship with his daughter. Disney Plus is out with a new sports show. John Stamos stars as an ousted NCAA coach who takes a basketball coaching job at an all-girls high school. Handmaid's Tale returns to Hulu for season four the end of April. For devotees of the show, June is now a full-fledged rebel leader taking on Gilead. June is the one in the red outfit while with the big white-billed hat. Wait, that's how half the women dress on that show. Okay, here's one I didn't know was on, Dynasty. It's on CW, and it is due out for season four early next month. Just trying to understand, is this the third or fourth version of this show? The CBS series Mom is wrapping it up for good. The finale, after eight seasons, airs in mid-May. The beginning of the end started with the season eight premiere, with Christy no longer there. The dynamics changed, but I still like the show. Very funny cast. Another CBS series wrapping it up next month, NCIS New Orleans. This show ends after seven seasons and was obviously part of the ever-popular NCIS lineup. It's rumored a new version might be in the works, NCIS Hawaii. Finally, it's been announced that breakout star Regé-Jean Page will not return for season two of Bridgerton on Netflix. For fans of the show, he played Simon Bassett, the Duke of Hastings. Why is Page leaving? Well, it's one of his reasons for signing on was that he knew it would be short-term, something like a limited series. Bridgerton is based on the novel The Duke and I, which was written by romance author Julia Quinn. The show is part of a book series, or is based on a book series. Artsplosure, Raleigh's signature art festival that draws tens of thousands to the area, is being postponed until October. because of COVID-19. Originally set for mid-May in downtown Raleigh, it's now set for October 9 and 10. The annual festival, normally held in the spring, was initially postponed last year at the start of the coronavirus pandemic before being canceled altogether. Festivals and special events of more than 50 people have been canceled for most of the spring, including the city's St. Patrick's Day Parade and Festival and Raleigh Night Market. Raleigh Little Theater, box office number there is 919-821-3111. Right now, through April 18th, it's the last 5 years. With the Raleigh Symphony Orchestra, an outdoor concert-style performance of Jason Robert Brown's Drama Desk Award winner, The Last 5 Years. It'll be presented at the Stevenson Amphitheater. The Last 5 Years is an intimate window into a couple's doomed marriage. Kathy, a struggling actress, and Jamie, a budding novelist on the brink of wild success, there are some 20-somethings in New York who meet, fall in love, marry, and divorce over a span of 5 years. Saturday, May 15th, it's Divas Under the Stars at Stevenson Amphitheater. To find out who will be crowned 2021's Diva, join in the festivities for an evening of glitz, glam, and giving. The event will be live streamed on Raleigh Little Theater's Facebook page and its YouTube channel. Raleigh Little Theater, June 10th through the 20th, it's The Mountaintop. A gripping reimagination of events the night before the assassination of the civil rights leader, Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. On April 3rd, 1968, after delivering one of his most memorable speeches, an exhausted Dr. King retires to his room at the Lorraine Motel while a storm rages outside. When a mysterious stranger arrives with some surprising news, King is forced to confront his destiny and his legacy. That's The Mountaintop, June 10th through the 20th at Raleigh Little Theater. Carolina Performing Arts, the following performances, virtual event with recordings available on demand for all ticket holders for 72 hours from the time of the performance. Details are available on the web at carolinaperformingarts.org. Thursday, May 6th, it's The Spark with Tiff Merritt, featuring Robin Frohart. This is the 7th episode of The Spark, featuring Robin Frohart, award-winning artist, puppet designer, and 2017-18 Carolina Performing Arts Mellon Foundation Distill Artist in Residence. An innovator in every sense of the word, Frohart takes everyday items and experiences, adds her creativity and unique sense of humor, and transforms them into thought-provoking art, including one of her most lauded works, Plastic Bag Store, which she developed during her time in Chapel Hill. Friday, May 14th, Carolina Performing Arts. It's Joshua Bell on violin and Peter Dugan on piano. With a career spanning almost four decades, Joshua Bell is one of the most celebrated violinists of his era, having performed with virtually every major orchestra in the world. Bell continues to maintain engagements as soloist, recitalist, chamber musician, and conductor. An acclaimed multi-genre pianist, Peter Dugan has been lauded by the Los Angeles Times and San Francisco Chronicle as stunning and fearlessly athletic. He has appeared as a soloist and chamber musician across North America and abroad. Duke performances, all shows start at 8 unless noted. Virtual spring season with high-quality commissioned films featuring artists originally slated for in-person performances. This will premiere on Vimeo for ticket holders. Before the premiere, ticket holders will receive a unique Vimeo link to stream each performance online at the scheduled time. After the conclusion of the premiere, films will be available for viewing for 72 hours. All right, Friday, April 16th, it's In Conversation. That's Tiff Merritt and Allison Russell. Hungry River is a performance collaboration between Tift and Allison, explores the emotional history of North Carolina's segregated asylum and the prophetic importance of the people who lived their lives there. Through song and monologue, ceremony and storytelling, this community history helps us understand not only the asylum's past, but also how that past informs the ways we view race relations, poverty, criminalized margins, and the stigma of mental illness today. The artists will offer an introduction to the many components of Hungry River. This is streaming at noon on Friday, April 16th. Saturday, April 17th, Duke performances, Ciampi Quartet. The Duke University Department of Music welcomes Lithuanian pianist Lieva Jokut, to its faculty in 2020. Let me try this in Joku Bavi Siuti. Hope I got that somewhere close. Acclaimed by the New York Times as an artist of commanding technique, refined temperament, and persuasive insight, the Ciampi Quartet is thrilled to collaborate with her on the second program of their season. Saturday, May 1st, Duke performances, Branford Marsalis and Joey Calderazzo. Simply put, Branford Marsalis is jazz music, from the devotion to traditional New Orleans jazz to his modernist edginess. In between is a lifetime of learning, performing, composing, and educating as a longtime teacher and mentor at North Carolina Central University, as an explorer performer of classical music, as a player with the Grateful Dead and Sting, a composer for Broadway and film, including the Netflix original Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, and as a winner of 3 Grammys. Performing with Marsalis is Joey Calderazzo, also an NCCU teacher and mentor. The two come prepared with fresh originals, familiar standards, and echoes of jazz history. Friday, May 7th, Pavel Haas Quartet, with 6 Gramophone Awards and 2 BBC Music Magazine Awards under its belt. The Czech-Slovak ensemble consistently receives 5-star reviews from critics and audiences alike. Saturday, May 8th, Zakir Hussain and Masters of Percussion. A virtuosic tabla master, Zakir is a legendary percussionist, son of the lauded tabla player Ala Rakha. Hussain serves as an international ambassador for Hindustani classical music. For decades, his improvisational skill has found him playing alongside artists both from his country of India as well as throughout the world. All right, we're going to check out what's going on at DPAC, the Durham Performing Arts Center. Saturday, April 24th, it's Rock of Ages. It's an all-star reunion concert that's a streaming event. The best reviewed, most nominated, longest-running musical of all time, Rock of Ages, will play a one-night-only live-stream Shredfest featuring an all-star supergroup of Rock of Ages alumni. Prepare to scream at the top of your lungs to some of the greatest 80s hits like you've never heard them before. Again, this is a live streaming event. Sunday, May 2nd at DPAC, Titanic, the Maiden Voyage Concert. This is a musical celebration that turns one of the greatest love stories of all time into a hysterical and joyful sleigh fest. Streaming live from New York City, the story reveals what really happened to Jack and Rose on that fateful night, as told by Celine Dion, who hijacks a Titanic museum tour and recharts the course of Titanic's beloved moments. Saturday, June 26th, it's Arrival from Sweden. This is the music of ABBA. Saturday, August 7th, Get the Let Out. This is captured the essence of the recorded music of Led Zeppelin. Wednesday, August 11th, it is Styx. The six men comprising Styx have committed to rocking the paradise together with audiences far and wide by entering their second date of averaging 100 shows a year. Saturday, August 21st, Brit Floyd echoes. Brit Floyd's the world's greatest Pink Floyd show. Saturday, August 28th, Cody Coe and Noel Miller, the Tiny Meat Gang, and Global Domination. And that's a look at, through at least August, anyway, of what's coming up at DPAC. At Duke Energy Center, there you have scheduled several streaming events. Streaming will be from a Mandy Concert Hall at 8 o'clock. Details about upcoming events available by calling the Duke Energy Center at 919-996-8700. Wednesday and Thursday, April 21st and 22nd, Mozart Symphony No. 40. This is a streaming event with Carolina Ballet. And I forgot to mention, Saturday, April 17th, Appalachian Spring, North Carolina Symphony streaming event. Matter of fact, most all of these are streaming events. April 24th and April 30th, Ragtime Kings with the North Carolina Symphony. Saturday, May 1st, Young People's Concert Matinee, Peter and the Wolf, also a symphony streaming event. Saturday and Friday, May 8th and 14th, Beethoven Violin Concerto with the North Carolina Symphony. Saturday, May 15th, Pops Around the World with the symphony, and it's a streaming event. Thursday through Sunday, May 20th through the 23rd, Cinderella from Carolina Ballet. Saturday, May 22nd and Friday, May 28th, Beethoven Symphony No. 4, again, a symphony streaming event. Saturday, June 5th, Young People's Concert Matinee, Carnival of the Animals, with the North Carolina Symphony and a streaming show. Friday, June 11th, an R-rated magic show. Saturday, June 12th, Cirque de la Symphonie, a streaming event, two performances, 3 and 8 o'clock. June 25th, Trey Anastasio with the North Carolina Symphony. Wednesday, July 7th, Teresa Caputo Live, The Experience. And then Friday, August 6th, Who's Live Anyway? This is 90 minutes of hilarious improvised comedy and song, all based on audience suggestions. If you've been waiting for baseball to start for the season, it's close for the Durham Bulls. They plan to honor local health care workers opening night, which is May 11th. Our fans will have waited over 600 days to attend a Durham Bulls baseball game, and we are so excited to welcome them back into the Deep App for the 2021 season. That from Durham Bulls Vice President Mike Burling. The fun continues May 15th with 2020. That was some Bull Night, where fans will have a chance to claim a T-shirt celebrating the DBAP's 25th anniversary that was actually last year, 2020, or a Chipper Jones number retirement bobblehead. Both were scheduled giveaways in 2020. Other promotional events with the Durham Bulls this season, May 16th, owed to 20 years of Sully and Mike. May 19th, Bark in the Park, dogs welcome. May 22nd, Bull Durham Night. The team will wear specialty jerseys based on the jackets made famous by the movie's coaching staff. May 23rd, Woolly Bulls' birthday. The Bulls have also added beats, brews, and baseball, and character appearances at every Sunday home game. North Carolina Museum of Art on Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh. The number there, 919-839-6262. The Sights and Sounds concert series, co-presented by Chamber Music Raleigh and the North Carolina Museum of Art, is virtual due to the state's COVID restrictions for live gatherings. The free curated webcast concerts and live streams are offered through May, with hopes of resuming live concerts in June. The virtual events are all on Saturdays at 8 p.m. May 8th, Gabby Lawn, the Havana-born Gabby Lawn Brothers, perform original music from their breathtaking album, Brothers. And then May 15th, Verona Quartet, recipient of Chamber Music America's coveted Cleveland Quartet Award last year. The Verona Quartet is no stranger to the Triangle, having completed residencies in Durham last year. They join the award-winning Jamaican-American violist Jordan Bach and lauded newcomer Nicholas Mariscal on cello. Again, the North Carolina Museum of Art is hoping it can once again host live concerts starting late May. Okay, Lincoln Theater on East Cabarrus Street in Raleigh has a limited schedule currently because of COVID. Friday, April 16th, it's Idlewild South, a tribute to the Allman Brothers Band, shows at 6:30 and 9:30. Saturday, April 17th, the Lincoln Theater staff benefit with the Balsa Gliders, the Nasty Habits, and Jump Mountain. That starts at 7. Sunday, April 18th, 420 Reggae Fest. That's at 6:30. Friday, April 23rd, Travers Brothership, 7 and 9:45. Wednesday, April 28th, American Aquarium, and that show starts at 8. Friday, April 30th, Moonwater, tribute to Widespread Panic. There are two shows, one at 7 and one at 9:45. Saturday, May 1st, the Breakfast Club at 9. Sunday, May 2nd, an evening with Ray Scott Duo. That starts at 7. Friday, May 7th, Bruised Orange, a tribute to John Prine, shows at 7 and 10:30. Saturday, May 8th, Cosmic Charlie, High Energy Grateful Dead tribute, two shows, 7 and 11:15. Saturday, May 15th, Blake Christiana, Rick Bugle, and Mike Savilli. That show is at 8. And then Friday and Saturday, May 21st and 22nd, Chatham County Line, performances at 8 o'clock, both nights. Now, at the Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street in Raleigh, they're having two shows tonight, one at 7:30, the second at 9:30, unless it's noted that they're maybe just a single performance. And obviously, in this time of COVID, concerts are subject to change. Friday, April 16th, reliably bad. Saturday, April 17th, blue-footed boobies. Friday and Saturday, April 23rd and 24th, it's Dr. Bacon. Friday, April 30th, Charles Latham and the Borrowed Band. Saturday, May 1st, Hoko and Mars. Saturday, May 8th, Unica Prong. Friday, May 14th, An Evening with Martin Sexton. Shows are at 7 and 9. Saturday, May 15th, Zoo Crew. Friday, May 21st, Into the Fog album release party. And then Saturday, May 22nd, Maj Dika, 7 and 9:30. And again, Friday, May 28th, Signal Fire with shows at 7 and 9:30. Coca Booth, of course, Wake Med is back with its Movies by Moonlight series. Most movies are shown on Friday evenings, unless noted. April 16th, it's Captain Marvel. April 23rd, Aladdin. April 30th, Impractical Jokers, the movie. May 7th, Trolls World Tour. May 14th, Aquaman. May 21st, Little. And May 28th, Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker. Currently booked concerts include the Josh Sellers Jazz Series on Wednesday evenings, April 14th, Will McBride Group. April 28th, it is Teacup Gin. And May 5th, it's Freeport Jazz. All of those are part of the Josh Sellers Jazz Series. Also performing in April, Wednesday the 21st, it's Peter Lamb and the Wolves. Friday and Saturday, September 10 and 11, it's the Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.